Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life TV. Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Well, good evening and welcome. It's so great to be here once again with everybody. This evening, our guest is Dr. Barry Friedman. We're having some technical issues, and I'm unable to kind of connect with him. So I'm going to hold on here for a little bit, see if we can't get him on. But in the meantime, since we don't have him on the air right now, and I am not an astrologer, I'm an intuitive, I thought maybe I'd entertain by opening up the calls and letting you guys ask your questions until we can resolve what's going on. So I'm just going to go straight to the phones, so not to disappoint. Good evening. Who am I talking to? Are you there?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Sherelle. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Sherelle. I'm Angel. How are you tonight?
Hi. Thank you. I was wondering. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What was your question?
I was wondering, when would I hear from Sam?
When will you hear from Sam?
Yes. Okay,
well, give me some information just a little bit, because, like I said, we were prepared to have a conversation with our astrologer this evening. Give me Sam's birthday.
11/15/91. Mine is 11/30/93.
Okay. And so the first question you asked was, how does he feel about you? And the second question you asked is, when will you hear from him?
Yeah.
And what I'm getting is that there's some confusion on his end. It feels like there's deeper feelings on your end in one direction than there is on his end. So it looks like you have to give him some space, is what I'm getting, so that you're wanting more, a little rushed, as compared to what he is kind of looking for in the connection. It feels a little less focused is probably the best word that I can say. You want him to be in one space, and he's kind of not there yet. So if you want it to become what you're looking for, you're going to have to give him some time.
So would I give it time, will it ever develop into that? Because I haven't spoken.
It's
like no communication for a month now.
Yeah. Well, time for him is going to be 6 months to a year. If you have the patience to wait that long, then then something can come of it. But right now, it's just not where he wants to be. My suggestion would be to pull back from that and put your energies in another area, because he's just not focusing the way you want him to focus, and that's just kind of the space that he's in.
Okay.
And you deserve a little. You know, you deserve a little more with someone that wants to focus the way you want them to focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Take this time and spend it on you, and let him miss the energy that you bring to the conversation. When he misses the energy you bring and he misses your presence, then he'll start to gravitate more in the direction you're looking for. But right now, there's no missing, because he's not missing you in the way you want him to miss you, because he's just not focused that way. He doesn't see you in the same way that you see him. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a fantastic evening.
You too, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see if we can't resolve the issue. In the meantime, I'll continue to take callers. Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Good evening. This is Sherry. How are you?
Hi, I'm Sherry. I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for taking my call.
So, talk to me. What do you want to talk to you about tonight while we're trying to resolve our technical difficulties here? We're missing our
astrologer. Which has been going on all
hopefully.
Day, by the way.
It has. I've been watching it happen everywhere and all over the place. It's kind
yeah.
of really be a great opportunity to have someone on the air to kind of speak to, you know, what's going on that side in terms of astrology, because
yeah.
I, even in my little day, my day life, you know, my day job, it's just something that's been happening. Let's talk about that. Has that, have you been seeing that in your own life?
This past March, you know, they had the two eclipses and then the moon, full moon on. I was actually having my phone shut down, a brand new Samsung S6 went black, and I almost freaked. And I was like, no, it's me. It was me. My computer went down. My laptop, my new Toshiba, I mean, just shutting down.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I would have to, like, step back, get my hands off of it, and actually leave the area and breathe and think about something else. And I also felt like communications with other people were the same way, too, just total miscommunications.
Yeah,
and being blown out of proportion.
Totally blown out of proportion, and angsty, just complete breakdowns in communication with people. That's what I'm noticing is happening with a lot of people I work with, a lot of clients that I have. A lot of people are concerned, you know, what's going on? Is there something that's wrong with me? And it's not really what's wrong with you. It's just kind of the space that we're in, right?
Exactly.
Just what's going on.
A lot of sensitivity.
Yep. And all you can do is keep focused and keep plugging through. I have this thing I like to tell people, especially with a lot of the light workers stepping up into the process, a lot of people awakening to their gifts and their powers and coming out and healing and helping people. Is, you know, there's lightness and there's darkness, and the darkness is always kind of shutting down, trying to shut down the light. And when these things happen, the first place we go is to the space of, there's something wrong with me, right? There's something wrong with what I'm trying to do. There's something wrong with my voice. There's something wrong with my message. And the answer to that is, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just the space we're in.
Right.
You know?
And once you evolve, you open the door up for new levels. So,
yeah,
of course it feels different. You've never felt it before. And that's what my kind of got counselor was telling me is, no, you've grown. So you're, all your stuff's different now, but kind of sucks for me some days.
Well, how does it suck for you? Talk to it. What
well,
is it that you're feeling that makes you feel like it sucks?
I had felt stuck for a while, and I had this awesome Reiki session, which I know moved some energy. But during this first almost 90 days of this year, everything was trickling through like molasses, finances, and at the same time, is when I was feeling, you know, I was wanting these certain things to manifest. Toxic relationships were also being released. I mean, it was like everything happening, everything being addressed right now at once. So all of these things I had lollygagged about, well, no, it was not a situation where I could continue to remain quiet or whatnot. We needed to address them, and now certain situations and people are no longer in my life because they didn't serve me. But it all happened at once, and that kind of didn't feel good.
So what I'm hearing and what I'm feeling as we talk about this is, you know, you spoke about how you were told you're opening and you're evolving, correct?
Yes, yeah, because I purposely did that.
And you, when you evolve, you again step into a space where you're connecting with new people, you're connecting with new energies, you're connecting with new opportunities, but you're also letting go of the past because you're supposed to. Because
it was leaving me is what happened. It left me because I was willing to lollygag for a few more months. I knew it was going to be addressed this year. I just didn't know it was going to happen right now. And weirdly and oddly enough, at the same time, all of this uncomfortable addressing of issues was going on in my face. Well, my healing was doing just fine.
Right.
I was blessing people with my gifts whilst I wasn't really even focusing on it.
Right.
Because you know what I mean? I mean, they're getting all blessed, and I'm over here going, whoa, I can't even breathe. But that's cool, you know, cool.
You don't have, because you don't have any control over it when it's time for it to happen.
Right.
None at all. So what is it that you are looking for? What can I answer for
well,
you to kind of help you?
Well, and see what you pick up, because I'm, like I said, I can always apparently help other people. It's just when it comes to me. Also around me, all of my friends and people that were in these long-term stuck situations are suddenly being freed. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. Like, things
okay.
I just didn't think would happen, moves, people are moving, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I want to move, and I want a relationship, and I can't really, it's weird, all the toxic relationships have gone, which kind of freed me to not feel tied here. Does that mean
okay.
a move is coming?
Well,
or
you're releasing, you are releasing, you're not finished. You're releasing,
okay.
the so to speak, the past. You're releasing all the
oh, yeah.
The karmic stuff that you've been holding on to. All that stuff is going away, and you're releasing it. And once you, it's kind of a weird kind of, I guess, catch-22 or dichotomy, because once you accept that it's gone, it'll stop, and you'll move forward in the next space. But there's a part of you that's like, why do I keep doing this? It's like you're focusing on why you're releasing and what the release is about and just not letting the release happen. Does that make sense?
Right, right. And I'm not focusing
so
hard, except that that was pretty painful in January. But if it means me moving on, I'm willing to. I'm
yeah.
open and receptive to having that happen right now.
Just like she's saying,
so.
Let it go. You're going to let it go because the new is coming in. And the gifts are growing and the skills are increasing and evolving. And you're going to be stepping into this period. And it looks like the mid-spring going closer into May when things are
okay.
going to really start taking off. But
yeah.
you have to stop focusing on the release and focus on the end result. So you're in a race. Focus on the tape. Focus on the end. Don't focus so much on what's going on around you, because you're still in a space where you can pull that stuff to you. You can still
okay.
recreate a lot of that stuff. It's like the
okay.
the thing of being magical. You know, you'll pull the stuff to you. If you're not
right.
careful,
you're still manifesting.
Yeah.
Okay, magic.
Yeah. So
you
look
it.
At it. When you look at it, you'll make it happen, and you don't want to make
okay.
it happen. Okay.
Okay. So just keep busy while this releasing is happening, so I don't focus
yes.
too much.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming
do you
because you
see. Yeah, that makes sense. Do you see anything around my art happening, or is that just a distraction?
Oh, God, yes. Matter of fact, it's a wonderful distraction.
Oh, and I don't mind
focus
it.
On,
it's just...
Yeah, focus on that distraction, because not only will it help keep you engaged in what you need to be engaged in, when it'll be a part of your conversation, your healing conversation. You'll be surprised what that's going to become as you start doing that
okay.
more. Very
I
powerful
thought
for
so.
You.
Okay. Well, you're awesome,
okay.
and I hope your technical difficulties resolve.
I do, too. And you have a fantastic, fantastic evening, and I hope you stay in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you again.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. All right. So I'm still trying to figure out how we can get our guest on. If I cannot, I'll probably end a little early and try to reengage with him. I apologize to everyone and hope we can get him back in perhaps next week or the following week. Because I was actually looking very forward to our interview with Dr. Friedman this evening. In the meantime, I'll take a couple more calls. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hi, this is Angela. How are you?
Hi, Angela. This is Angel. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What can I do for you tonight? How are you doing in this wonderful space that we're in of technical difficulties? How's your life been going for you in the last few days?
In the last few days? Standstill, really. It's been the last couple of weeks. It's been horrible, but we're moving and not knowing, you know, where I'm going to be moving to. And my current relationship's kind of been rocky with having to move things. So I'm just wondering how the relationship, if you see or feel anything about that and what's going on with that or where it's going to go.
So the relationships, that's what we're focusing on, is just the relationship. Because
we've been together.
So I see. How long have you been together?
A year and a half. A year and a half.
Is what, year and a half? So as I say, mm-hmm. what I see is like chaos. There's a lot of chaos. And the chaos is not helping. There's communication is a challenge. It feels like you guys are in a space where you're almost moving, but you're both moving in different directions, and there's a growth process happening. One of you is growing in off to the right, and one of you is going off to the left. And as you complete this move, it feels like you're going to come out to the other side looking at each other like, I'm not sure where this is going, and this is a part of the evolution. It's not going to die, but it is going to be difficult over the next 3 to 6 months because of this confusing state. What you're being asked to do is to focus on fixing the other things that are going on around you. It looks like there's some career things that you're trying to figure out and some other things, and not make it about the relationship, because that will work itself out. But the next 3 to 6 months are going to be difficult, because it's just going to be difficult around a lot of different things. And when we can't control all this other stuff, it tends to sit in the relationship. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you can find a way to be the word they're giving me is the adult in the relationship, not make it about the relationship, you guys will come out on the other side okay. If the relationship keeps getting tangled in all these distractions, then it's very possible it will be kind of, you guys will go in different directions. So the choice is really about what you guys can do around fixing the other stuff, because it feels real frustrating. It feels like you guys are both just juggling things and moving things. It just feels real chaotic. But the mm-hmm. chaos is not about the relationship. I'm not finding the key to the majority of this chaos about the relationship. Mm-hmm. The relationship is just in it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yes. try to like, it's like they're showing me, it's almost like a comic routine. Every time somebody brings up this, bring up something else, try to keep the focus off. You know, try okay. not to get involved in, well, what are we doing then? Try not to get in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Try to just solve what's happening with the moving and the work and all that. Try to keep both of you guys focused on solving the challenges that you guys are solving. And not only will it be okay, you guys will have to be stronger on the other side, because you have gone through this together. And it's going to be hard mm-hmm. for him, because it feels, or for the other person there.
With him, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be hard for them. because it's just, it feels like the energy is very strong in the ego. It's like, I'm supposed to be a certain way, and I'm supposed to feel a certain way, and I'm feeling weaker, or I'm feeling judged. It's mm-hmm. not what you're projecting, it's what they're picking up. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have had a lot of miscommunication lately. It's like, I say one thing, and he's thinking something totally different than I've said, and it's like, where did he come up? Like, where did you come up with that? I don't understand how you got what I just said and turn it into something yes. that's nothing I just said.
So don't let that happen if you want okay. this to be okay. But do know this, you have a choice. You can choose to say, you know, I just can't anymore, and it's not going to be, you're not going to be judged for it. This is not a karmic mm-hmm. relationship. It feels like it's a great relationship, so you're not going to, nothing bad's going to happen if it doesn't come together the way you'd like it to come together today. Because whatever happens mm-hmm. is going to be for the best, okay? But okay. if you would like this relationship to come out on the other side, try not to let that happen. Like, well, what did you say? Like, I try not to engage in that. Like, well, I'm sorry you misunderstood me, and just calm down, and let's talk about something else right now. Because the space that this person's in, and I'm getting, like, this combination of male and female energy. It's difficult for me to look at the energy and even determine where they're at, cause there's so much confusion around mm-hmm, mm-hmm. how they feel about where they are in their space right now. Everything about
I
them
agree.
Is being challenged. Everything about them is being challenged. And so can't do anything with anything else. So what do? They look at you. Like, why uh-huh. do you look at me like that? You know, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Like, I've done everything. Yeah. And I love him. I love him very much. But it's so hard for me. Cause I, and he even says, he's like, yeah, everything. He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I know I get mad. he apologizes to me and he tells me, he's like, everything's your fault, which it's not, but at the time it is. And I'm like, I understand it because I'm there. I mean, I love him. I want to help him through whatever, you know, and I feel like I choose to be, but I feel like there is a reason why I'm around him and that to help him with that because he has a hard time. I don't have that hard time in that area, I guess.
Yeah, so what you could do is just be there, you know, let him rant and kind of look at him and go, okay, almost like a crazy person, okay, he's like a crazy person talking, and just hold him or talk to him and try not to make it up because what I almost feel like he just wants to cry, but he can't because that's not what you do. That's what it feels
what is
like. It is core. Something is shaking him in terms of just him feeling secure and like he can do the things that he wants to do and he just doesn't know what to do. And so this is kind of that deep life lesson stuff that many of us have to face before something grand happens in our lives, especially if we've been called to do something phenomenal. That's where he is, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm. He is. He said that the other day. He said that he was scared, and we both admitted we were scared of, you know, change and what's going on.
So what you can do is just focus on the stuff. So think about it like you're moving boxes, blocks from one side of the room to the other. When you're focused on just moving the blocks, every once in a while somebody's going to scream about something because stuff is going on and just go, okay, that's interesting. We're just going to keep moving the blocks. Just don't worry about it. Just keep moving the blocks. At the end of the day, when all the blocks are where they're supposed to be, the stress around moving the blocks will be gone, and now we can deal with all the other stuff. Just keep focused on that, and it'll be okay if you can just keep focused. That's all. And sometimes I have to say, hey, let's just go do something. Let's not stress on this stuff. Let's just go do something, and let nobody gets to talk about this right now. And try not to have big, serious relationship conversations in the next couple months. Not that you know how we are. We're women like, let's talk about our relationship. Try not to have one
right,
of those
right.
just try to
I
keep
understand
it,
that too much. Yeah.
Focus
on our life and trying to
board. Just keep it light. Right. Does that all make sense? Does that help?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. It really does. Because I've had a hard time with the last couple of months. I've been having a hard time. I'm like fighting back, and I've started to lay off on that and just kind of let him be him and just ignore it kind of. So I've been doing that myself. And,
keep doing that.
Okay.
You're doing that.
Thank
you're going to do fine. Thank you. You have a good one. You take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty, everybody. We're coming close to an end, and I'm going to try to make sure that my guest is okay, that I was supposed to have on tonight. I'm going to do one more call, and I promise everyone once I figure out what's going on and perhaps we had a misfire in our communication, we'll let everybody know. I'll send out a note, and I'll post it on my site and let everybody know when we can get Dr. Friedman back on so we can have a wonderful conversation about the Vedic astrology, because I was looking forward to that. So I'm going to take one more caller. Good evening and welcome. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What can I do for you today?
I wanted to know, I'm friends with someone, a guy. We kind of basically communicate, and I just want to know if I should continue to communicate with him.
What's his first name?
Raymond.
Well, the communication is fine. I see no blocks or no reasons why you shouldn't communicate with him. You want to be real and honest. It feels like there's some barriers in terms of his availability that he hasn't finished with something with a relationship. So you need to. It looks like he's finishing it. It looks like it's closing, but it's not completed. Does that make sense? So if you're going to engage with him, you got to be aware of that and be clear with that, because if you are interested in having a relationship or pursuing a relationship with him in its current state that it's in now, you're going to get what you get, because right now the ties are not broken. So, you know, communicate with it and keep it friendly and just, you know, engage with him. Communication is fine. But make sure you're clear with him what you want. Make sure you're clear with yourself what you want. Because it feels like it's warm and it's wonderful and you'd like something to kind of develop. He's not completely available right now, so give him time to become available if that's what you want. If you just want him to have a friendship, that's perfect. He's going to eventually want more. So if he wants more, he's going to want more from the connection. So just make sure you're real and honest with both yourself and him with what you're looking for, because he's not available the way you want him to be available right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I want to date other people. We're just friends right now, basically.
Okay. As long as you keep that way and keep it real, you guys are going to be fine. I just feel like there's a desire for more. You've got some wonderful energy. You do. You have some wonderful energy. So there's always going to be this, sure wish we could do more. You know, there's always going to be that kind of in the background. So just make sure there's clarity there, and you'll be okay.
Okay, so do you see us eventually being together, or
if you take the road of keeping it kind of friendly until this other issue is resolved, then yeah. But let him fix what he's finished, what he's dealing with right now, because this one's going to be messy that he has to close off, and you don't want to be a part of that. So yeah, absolutely. That makes sense.
Okay, because I wasn't. Yeah, I was just wasn't sure if I should keep communicating with him or not. I'm going to date other people anyway, but I just wasn't sure.
Awesome. It feels like you're fine. If you're just communicating on a friendly basis, you're fine. You're perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. You have a fantastic evening. Take care. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We're going to close off, and again, I encourage you guys to check out the website at igniteandevolvecoaching.com. Drop me a line. I have a couple of people who have sent me emails that I just found in my spam filter. I'm going to respond to your emails with your messages. If you do have any other questions, contact me at the igniteandevolvecoaching.com. You'll catch my email there. Send me your notes, and I'll be happy to answer your questions as we close. And I will also let you know when I'm able to get Dr. Freeman back on so that you guys can hear from him. I too was excited to talk to him. As I always say, you want to keep your life full of prosperous and passionate energy so that you can ignite your life today so that you can then evolve it tomorrow. Take care, everyone. God bless, and have a fantastic Wednesday evening. Bye-bye.